You're listening to Mix 92.6. This is Mix Mornings. And I'm absolutely delighted to say that the Camp Hill Village Trust gang have come this morning. So this morning we've got with us the whole gang, which is really nice. So we've got Olivia, we've got Harry, we've got Nikki, and we've got Christelle. Good morning to you all.
Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Well, look, we've got the whole gang here, so this is, this is absolutely fantastic fun. So I think this morning we're going to start with Nikki. And so welcome, Nikki. Welcome to the studios here. So, Nikki, tell us a bit about yourself and your life at Camp Hill, if you will.
Thanks, Paul. So I'm Nikki, and I've been living with Camp Hill Village Trust for about 10 years.
Okay, and in those 10 years, have you always lived in the same place when you've been there?
Nope, so I've moved. So my first house, so when I first joined in like 2015, I lived in a little flat in Catherine Street. And then from there, I moved to a house on Carlisle Avenue. And then I've moved to my current house on Boundary Road now.
Okay, and how does the Camp Hill Village Trust help you? What does it do to help you?
Well, like, they're like, because obviously, like, I'm not that great at cooking my dinners and stuff, so I have, like, staff making sure I don't burn the house down.
Okay, and you haven't ever done that, have you?
Nope, and then because I can't drive anymore, so I have staff taking me to, like, my Pilates, to get in the bus there will just take far too long and I'd miss my Pilates class.
Right. What other things might you do while you're there?
Well, there's a day opportunities. So I go to the studio. So that's like kind of like making things and like drawing and painting and stuff.
And you do that with other residents from the Camp Hill Village Trust, yeah?
Yeah, so there's like two floors to the studio. So there's the downstairs floor and there's the upstairs floor. Does like kind of like pottery and stuff, and then upstairs is like I do like quite a bit of sewing.
Okay,
so we've got sewing machines and stuff upstairs.
Okay, and so you're doing this with other people as well, so you're not just doing it on your own. There's lots of other people
around.
Yeah,
there's quite a lot of people who go to the studio.
Okay, well that's really super and very very interesting. And you say you've been there 10 whole years now.
Yep.
Wow, that's a long time, isn't it? You're listening to Mix Mornings, and this morning the Camp Hill Village Trust gang are here, and that's Olivia, that's Nikki, that's Christelle, and this time it's Harry. Good morning to you, Harry.
Good morning.
Harry, now, Harry, I know I've been saying all morning the best breakfast in St Albans is, well, where can you get the best breakfast in St Albans, Harry?
Oh, that's easy. It's a cafe on the corner on Catherine Street, so the charity run a cafe.
Okay. And do you work in the cafe?
I certainly do. I have been working there for the past 2 years now. I first started there in January 2023 at first on Fridays, but then I changed it to Thursday mornings, and I tend to work there during winter and spring.
And what do you do when you're working in the cafe? What sort of things do you get up to?
Oh, it's so lovely and enjoyable there. I get to not only do the odd washing up, but I get to do some baking of various recipes and to serve customers. And I'm even asked to do some decorations and artwork for the cafe for particular themes for Christmas, for Valentine's Day, Easter, etc.
That's really great. Now, you say you do a little bit of baking. Do you have a favourite recipe? What are you best at making?
Oh, thank you. I think the best thing to bake are the cakes because the cakes at the cafe serve are just top notch.
Okay. Do you get to eat some of the stuff that you make in the cafe as well?
Oh yes, they do offer you to try the recipes once they've been completed.
When you are working in the cafe, does it kind of help you to learn skills as you bake and you serve customers? Is that what happened?
Oh yes, it's extremely helpful because I Had no idea how to work a coffee machine, but now I'm so much better to it thanks to the lovely support of Rachel, who's been assisting me, and the cafe on the corner. It's more patient with the people who work there, because the people who work there have different needs and work at different paces. So we all have time to grow at our own pace.
Okay, but the most important thing is it is the best breakfast in St. Albans, isn't it?
Oh, for sure. Yes, you won't find a better sausages, eggs, or bacon in any other cafe in town.
Well, that I think is rather like an advertisement, doesn't it? I'm rather impressed with that, Harry. Now, Harry, I also know that you have another little skill which I'm absolutely fascinated by. Now, you're very interested in films, is that right?
Correct.
And so what do you do to show your interest in those films?
Oh, well, I see lots of movies a year, and I have my YouTube channel and social media, my Instagram and Twitter, to post my thoughts on films of every genre.
And it's very interesting because I, like you, went to see Bridget Jones last week.
Oh, yes.
And I must admit, I was very, very impressed with your review on YouTube. It was really great. Now, what did you like about the Bridget Jones movie?
Oh, thank you so much. I like how entertaining it was, and I like how heartfelt it was, and how it deals with grief and family better than most rom-coms do, and it's honestly the most enjoyable Bridget Jones movie since Bridget Jones' Diary, the first one, 24 years ago.
I think you're absolutely right there. And one thing you said in your video, that it had emotional weight, and I absolutely agree with that, because actually, as you've just said, it really does cope with the themes of death and loss in a very, in some ways, in a very sensitive way, but also in an absolutely charming way as well. So do you do lots of these videos on YouTube?
Oh yes, I do. I do a 3 to 4 videos a week. But October, because October is my birthday month, I try to post a video every single day that month if it's doable.
Wow. Okay. Well, I think that makes you very prolific, doesn't it? On YouTube. Now, could you give your YouTube address, or how do they find you on this social media?
Oh yes, if you want to find me on YouTube, just type Harry Thomas Pictures.
Okay, Harry Thomas Pictures, and then they'll find you. And I can thoroughly recommend your review of Bridget Jones was as if I was saying it. I agreed with every word you said. Well, thank you very much indeed, Harry. Well, we're all dancing along here in the studio this morning because the Camp Hill Village Trust gang are here. They're all here this morning, and we're all having a good time here, and hopefully everyone's enjoying this at home as well. So we've heard from Nikki, we've heard from Harry. Now it's Olivia we'd like to talk to. So, Olivia, perhaps you can tell us a little bit about yourself and your life at the Camp Hill Village Trust.
I really enjoy it. It's my favourite place. I've been here 2 years.
Okay, two years. And where do you actually live do you live in the town or in the accommodation?
I live near Catherine Street in a flat, and I share with Claire.
Okay. And how does the Camp Hill Village Trust help you? How's it helping you?
Well, I have really nice support workers, Elizabeth, what helps me with my finance.
And do you don't work in the cafe, though, do you?
Yes, I do.
Ah, okay. So what do you do in the cafe?
So I work Wednesday afternoon and a Saturday.
Oh, Saturday, that's probably the busiest day, isn't it, on a Saturday?
Yes.
Okay, and what do you like to make? What's your favourite, baking or cooking?
I actually like to serve the customers.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you're the service with a smile then on a Saturday morning, are you?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, well, so if you're going in on a Saturday to the cafe on the corner, then the one with the biggest smile is clearly going to be Olivia. So say hello to Olivia if you go in there. So in your 2 years with the Camp Hill Village Trust, do you think it's been really helpful to you and really useful to you?
Yes, definitely. It's a really happy place.
Oh, a happy place. Well, that's a great thing to hear. So thank you very much indeed, Olivia. Now, this morning, we've got the Camp Hill Village Trust gang here. And I hear that, Olivia, perhaps you can tell me a bit about the Kindness Crew. What's the Kindness Crew? It's something to do with the Camp Hill Village Trust, but I don't know what it is. Tell me what the Kindness Crew is.
So we go to old people's home and we dance with them.
Oh, you dance with the old people?
Yes.
Well, it's a bit like Strictly, is it, in the old people's home?
Well, it makes their day.
I'm sure it does. And what sort of dancing do you do with them?
Any music, what they like.
Oh, well, I bet they like the old waltzes and things like that, don't they? They prefer the old fashion to the old disco dancing. Which do they prefer?
Any music.
Oh, right, OK. So you introduce them to some modern music as well, do you?
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, Christelle, can you tell me, Christelle's here with the crew as well. And tell me, what is the Kindness Crew and how does it work? Well,
So the Kindness Crew started during lockdown when people were isolated in their home, and we tried to help the neighbours. So some people came up with the idea of wanting to help others. So that's how it emerged a few years ago now. They wanted to help their local community, so we create some partnership. We create a little group of us, and it's a volunteering opportunity. It's a group volunteering opportunity. We've been partnering with some schools. We've been volunteering with Age UK. We are, as Olivia said, we go very regularly to some nursing home to do some music, to dance, to sing along, anything that can bring a bit of joy, or where we can be helpful, or where we can push away the stigma as well of the people with learning disability, where we can show that we can volunteer, we can help other people do get support within Camp Hill, but we can as well give that help back, give that sense of being useful and helping each other. And we help regularly as well the hygiene bank in Harpenden and Luton, St Albans. We are going to go next week there, aren't we?
Yes, I really enjoy the hygiene bank.
Do you remember what you do there?
So we sort out all the toiletries.
And where does the toiletry go? Who benefit that?
Homeless people.
Yeah, family needs. Anyone who would need a little bit of help, we give them some toiletry bag that we create together. So that's something else that the Kindness Crew does. And we volunteer at different schools as well. So we are looking to expand the Kindness Crew as well because it's so rewarding that the people want to do more of it. So if you are listening and you've got an opportunity that we could be part of, either with school, either with other organization, just link with us, contact us, and we would love to hear from you and see how we could be useful.
There's also a bit of music. I feel a musical theme that's emerging. Keep talking about music and dancing. Now, I understand you've got a festival. How on earth does that work? Now, who's Harry? And Harry and Nikki, do you go to the festival?
The festival is kind of like a mini, like, kind of music festival for people to go to.
And just like any other festival, you'll dance and sing and that sort of thing?
Yeah, and then you camp out in a tent.
And you camp out. Oh, this is like real festival. This is not just a pretend festival. This is the real McCoy. Fantastic stuff. And do you get local musicians playing at the festival?
Yep, so they're invited to come and play their music for us.
Oh, wow. And so it's the full festival experience. And that's for people who are the residents of the Camp Hill Village Trust or for others as well?
For anybody.
For anybody. Okay. Well, a new local festival that I hadn't heard of. So thank you for telling me about that.
So, yeah, that's right. And it's the date is end of June, 27th of June. We have got some artists coming in. It is open to anyone. And like anyone else, you pay a ticket to come in and to enjoy the music, the art and the outdoor cinema and different activity. There is pottery. There is last year we had some circus skills coming in. So it's really like a good time for everyone. We've got a beautiful site in Watford, which is called Delro Community, part of Camp Hill Village Trust. And we meet there all together. There is some external people and we have fun. That's what it's about. What was your favorite part of the festival, Olivia?
Camping out.
camping out. I bet. Oh, crikey. I can imagine what goes on. I can just imagine it. Everyone, you know, there'll be grass that gets wet. Oh, you know what it's like when you're camping. You know, everyone gets wet because it rains. Oh, but it's all good fun. I'm sure. Do you wear wellies? Do you take wellies to the festival?
No, but it was the best weather last year for the festival.
Luck was shining on you. You're listening to Mix 92.6. This is Mix Mornings, and this is the Camp Hill Village Crust crew, and that is Christelle, Olivia, Harry and Nikki. Now, we've been hearing about the lives of the people who are within the Camp Hill Village Trust and who are residents and who work there, and we've heard about the cafe. But of course, none of this happens without perhaps support. So perhaps we can find out a little bit about how we get support. Olivia, how does it work? What support does the Camp Hill Village Trust need?
To give money and to give money on the just giving page.
Okay, so obviously you collect donations, and one thing I would say is that we will publish on our website the Just Giving page, so the address and the link, so that you could you can find that if you wish to donate. But Christelle, are other forms of support as well?
So yes, of course, we are a charity, so we really welcome donation. I think the donation that Olivia was mentioning is especially for the festival that we just discussed, the inclusive festival. It will not happen without a little bit of money to pay some artists and to pay for the food, and there is always some little bits to buy. So if you would be if you wanted to help us in that project, the festival, to have a great time this year again, we would love a little bit of a donation. Or if you think you know someone or a band or a singer that would be happy to perform for us at the festival end of June in Delroy community, then please as well do contact us. We are looking for new bands who could come and play for us.
Okay, so that's very specifically. And then in a broader sense, then what else does the trust need?
So I think, again, the donation, but as well, we are looking for the kindness crew and other area to create some new partnership, to create some new opportunity for the people. So if you think we could link in a way or another, or if you've got some volunteering opportunity for the people or some job opportunity, then as well do contact us. We are knocking on so many doors, but we would love to hear from you as well.
Okay, well look, it's a massive thank you from me to Christelle, Olivia, Harry and Nikki. Thank you so much for coming in this morning. It's been great fun to have you here, but I really, really appreciate the time you spent this morning and also helping us to understand much more about what the Camp Hill Village Trust does and how it works, and what I would say is clearly how it benefits you all as well. You clearly are all really enjoying yourselves, and that's really lovely to hear. So it's a really, I feel a very positive morning. So thank you all for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.